I can't believe it's news.
You are fake news.
With Brad and John.
All right, you take us home with some Whidbey Island 911. First, I'll take you to the mountains with a couple quick stories. A 65-year-old man is a hero, a French tourist on a bus carrying a bunch of French visitors through the Austrian Alps. This is on Sunday. They're driving through this high-altitude road winding through Western Austria. And the bus driver, with the 22 French tourists on it, the bus driver has some kind of medical thing, and passes out. And the bus starts careening towards a 300-foot cliff when this 65-year-old man jumps from his front row seat and over the top of the driver, pulls the emergency brake. We're within a hair's breadth of catastrophe, says the policeman. Incredible luck that the passenger's reflexes were that close. And they have a picture of this bus, two of the wheels on the over the cliff, and the bus still precariously perched there on the cliff. Now we go to the mountains in England, John. And four climbers sparked a three-hour mountain rescue off the tallest peak in England, England's highest mountain, the Cumbria Lake District, yesterday. And they say, the police say, words fail us. The air, mountain rescue, air support, and ambulance crews had to be dispatched to the 3,200-foot level because these four hikers went up there and got all stoned at the top of the mountain, smoked a bunch of pot.
Stoned at altitude.
Yeah, and then they couldn't get back down. They couldn't walk back down. Persons rescued after becoming incapable of walking due to cannabis use. The group were brought down to safety by the rescue team as they got up there. Unfortunately, the four people had run into difficulty. They say mountain safety is your responsibility. Bring the right food and equipment and know how to use it. And don't start taking into things that will mess with your judgment and your ability to walk. Alcohol and other substances could significantly impair your judgment. And these people needed to get rescued from being up on the mountain because they got too high to walk down.
Everyone else scaling that mountain, hiking that mountain in North Face gear. These guys in ponchos and sandals.
The calls you are about to hear are true.
Yes, sir.
Really?
Yes, sir.
No, really. It's Whidbey Island 911. Here's Brad and John.
All right, son, the party's over. Let's have that grenade.
Tuesday, August 8th, 11:09 a.m., Barlow Street on Whidbey Island. A 911 caller says, the baby seagulls keep leaving droppings in the front of the door. Wednesday, August 9th, 10:51 a.m., on Heller Street, somebody called 911 to report a dead raccoon in the road. Wednesday, August 9th, 2:22 p.m., O'Leary Street, a 911 caller says, the neighbor didn't clean up after their dog. Wednesday, August 9th, 6:02 p.m., Rock Rose Drive. 911 caller says, some guy just came to my door and asked if the car in my driveway was for sale. Wednesday, August...
Better call the cops.
Wednesday, August 9th, 10:14 p.m., O'Leary Street. A woman called 911 to announce she is having a disagreement with her sister. And finally, Thursday, August 10th, 4:10 p.m., Pioneer Way. A 911 caller says, some woman's out back taking a dump.
I'll call the office, get a couple of black and whites up here to take them in.
Right in the road? Or where?
You thought the neighbor who wouldn't clean up after his dog was bad.